Many things in this world vie for our attention and our affections. But Jesus loves us supremely, forgives us completely, so that we can love one another and forgive one another, and so that we can love him back. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. He is more than life to me. Many things in this world vie for our attention and affection. But Lord, may you be our first love and our first priority. Mike told a joke about a 26-year-old. There were two 26-year-old blondes. I've got one too. I'll make them 26. Standing on opposite sides of a river across from each other. You heard this one? The first blonde calls out across the river to the second blonde, "How do I get to the other side?" And the second blonde calls back even louder, "You silly, you're already on the other side." Mike, they're 26 too, all right? I'm not sure what they're high on, just being blonde, maybe. There's that kind of guidance. You know, a guy that's gray like me can make fun of blondes, all right? There's pictures from way earlier in my life when I was blonde, so hey, I can make fun of that. Guidance like that is all around us in the world. We need the guidance of God, which we find in Proverbs. And I want you to turn, this is our eighth Sunday in the book of Proverbs. I want you to turn to chapter 6 to begin with. Proverbs are God's guidelines for life and living and getting to the other side. Given by the Holy Spirit through Solomon nearly 1,000 years before Christ. Proverbs are practical, they're pointed, they're picturesque, sometimes even humorous. They are statements intended to impart insight to us regarding life and living. The Lord is mentioned by name 87 times in the book of Proverbs. And we are told that the foundation of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 3:7, other places too. Respect for God, recognition that he is. Respect for what he says to us. That's the beginning of wisdom. And also at chapter 3 and verse 5, the foundation for wisdom is faith in the Lord. Fear in the Lord. Fearing the Lord and faith in the Lord are the foundation, the twin foundations in Proverbs for the beginning of wisdom. For it is the fool that is said in his heart, there is no God, says Proverbs. 50 different subjects are addressed in the book of Proverbs, and we have considered the first Sunday together in Proverbs, the background of the book, the author. Then we considered the true friend, what true friends are like, according to the wisdom of God in Proverbs. And then we considered the talker, and because there's so much talk about talking in Proverbs, and so because most of us are so good at it, we spent two Sundays on talk, the talker in Proverbs. Then we looked at the arrogant person in Proverbs, pride versus humility. We looked at the patient person in Proverbs. Then Kevin had a Sunday when we were away, and we appreciated him teaching on Revelation 5. Last week, we looked at the lazy person, the sluggard, and after that, I'm glad you came back today. And Mike was talking about Bible study on Thursday nights. We do feed on the Word, not just gluttonously on dessert. You're welcome back. We encourage you to come back 6 o'clock Sunday nights for Bible study here, 6:30 Thursday nights for Bible study here. And there really is more to eating, more than eating to it. But today we're going to consider from Proverbs the liar. More positively, better yet, the honest person. Our family devotions right now at home are coming out of a book that Debbie selected by Bruce Wilkinson called Family Walk. And I'd like to share some thoughts from Bruce as we get into Proverbs. A driver involved in an accident must take a breath test. A job applicant may have to take a lie detector test. An athlete may be required to take a blood test. A school routinely calls home to verify student absences. A politician is forced to resign because he's caught lying, stealing. A department store raises prices to cover the cost of items lost through shoplifting. A businessman reports extra lunches on his expense account. A teacher throws out a test because too many students cheated. In our society, it's becoming difficult to find people who really believe that honesty is the best policy. For many, dishonesty has become a way of life. If it feels good, do it. You're okay if you don't get caught. If everyone does it, it must be all right, and nobody will ever know after all. Are phrases which can be heard in homes, schools, offices. Many people seem to think laws are made to be broken and rules must be overturned. For them, the difference between right and wrong is vague, and the only sin, after all, is getting caught. Yet God requires, all through His Word and also in Proverbs, God requires that His people, His children, live honestly in every area of life. In the New Testament, Ephesians 4:25 says to us in the church, put aside falsehood and speak the truth to your neighbor. Honesty, says Bruce Wilkinson, means more than simply not telling lies. Honesty is truthful words and right actions. Jesus told the Pharisees, a group of men, religious leaders, who pretended to be honest but really were not honest with God, not honest with the people they were to serve. Jesus once told the Pharisees, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, for there is no truth in him. He is a liar, and he is the father of lies. Jesus in John 8:44. Honesty is important because God is truth and Satan is a liar. Dishonesty is sin, something to be confessed and not repeated. Some thoughts from Bruce Wilkinson based on, obviously, the Bible. God is not a man that he should lie, Numbers 23:19. And the Bible tells us very frankly in Psalm 116:11, all men are liars. Now, like the other issues in Proverbs, all of us have things in our life that may violate the wise instructions of Proverbs, some of us to one degree, some to less, some to more. But the Bible tells us that all of us have lied, and all of us are tempted to lie and to be dishonest for whatever motivation. But Numbers 23:19 says, God is truth. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am truth. And John 14:17, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. God, the three in one, is truth. So Jesus said, act like your Father, your heavenly Father, and not like the evil one who is a liar. All right, in Proverbs, we're going to look at what lying is, and then we're going to look at what honesty is. Proverbs chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. Please follow with me. Proverbs 6:16. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, when we talked about arrogance and pride, we looked at this. First thing God hates is pride. It was the first sin of Satan when he fell. The second thing that God finds as an abomination is a lying tongue. If you look down into verse 19, you'll find that even though there are only seven things in this list, lying is such an abomination to God, so detestable to him, it's listed twice. In verse 17, God hates a lying tongue. And in verse 19, number six in the list, a false witness who pours out lies. How bad does God dislike dishonesty to list it twice out of seven? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22. Lying is an abomination to God. It is detestable to God. Proverbs 12 and verse 22. The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. Wow, what a motivation is that to be honest before God. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 10. Proverbs 20 and verse 10, differing weights and differing measures, the Lord detests them both. Lying akin to cheating, akin to stealing, based on greed. We lie for all kinds of motivations, sometimes to escape trouble, sometimes for personal gain. God detests people who lie out of greedy gain for a motivation. In fact, look again at verse 23, same chapter. The Lord detests differing weights, and dishonest scales do not please him. Hosea is the first of 12 minor prophet books at the end of the Old Testament. Hosea was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel around 750 BC. Hosea said to the people of northern Israel who were idolatrous and guilty of injustice in their society, he said, Hosea 12:7, the merchants use dishonest scales. 722 BC, because of the wickedness of the northern kingdom, because of their pride and their greed and their injustice, God had them taken into exile by the Assyrians. They didn't respond to the call of Hosea for justice, for truthfulness in their society. Proverbs 19 and verse 9. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will perish. We all perish because of our sin. The wages of our sin is death. But the Bible's more specific here. For lying there is punishment, and liars perish. God provided an extreme example in the early church in Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. You remember the story? In fact, if you want to hold your place in Proverbs, we need to just read five verses and you get the picture very clearly. Acts chapter 5. Acts is the fifth book in your New Testament, chapter 5 of that book. We'll go back to Proverbs in a moment. The believers were helping one another in the early church. Some of them who had means were sharing their means. People were even selling property in order to share it with brothers and sisters in need. But Ananias and his wife Sapphira lied about what they did, and they didn't need to. In the early church, there was no twisting of arms, there was no forcing giving. They didn't have to sell. They didn't have to say what they sold for. They didn't have to share it. Now, a man named Ananias, Acts 5, verse 1, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property, like others had been doing in chapter 4. With his wife's full knowledge, Ananias kept back part of the money for himself, but he brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. The problem is his dishonesty, his lie before God and to the apostles. Verse 3, then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan, notice here Peter links Satan to lying, God to truth, as Jesus did, as we quoted earlier. Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Look at verse 4. Peter says, didn't the land belong to you, Ananias, before it was sold? Nobody made you sell it. And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? But in order, out of pride and with lies to make themselves look better, they lied about the price of the land publicly. To make themselves look better, they claimed that they were giving it all to the needs of fellow believers. It was a sinful, deceptive stage show of giving. Peter said, you didn't have to sell. You didn't even have to give the money away. So there at the end of verse 4, what made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God. By the way, when we are lying and when we are dishonest, we are acting like the devil, not like our Heavenly Father. And all sin is against God first, even before others. All lies are against God first, even more than the person we're lying to. Because God knows our hearts, God knows the truth, God knows every angle of every situation, God knows it all. Verse 5, when Ananias had heard this rebuke from Peter, he fell down and he died. He died of lying. And great fear seized all who had heard what happened. Marvin, in his prayer at offering time, prayed for believers meeting all around the world this morning. What a good prayer. Jesus is with his church every place his church gathers in his name. What if worldwide, everywhere there were believers gathered in churches like this, what if every Sunday, every believer that had been guilty of lying about something dropped dead? What would be the number of believers on earth today? How many believers would be in the pews at Springfield Bible Church if we all got killed every time we lied? It was an early example in the early church, and it had its proper effect. Great fear of the Lord seized all who heard what happened. The Proverbs tell us to fear a God of truth and to place our faith in Him, and He commands us to be truthful as He is truthful. Lord, help us to be people who are honest and truthful. I know we're all tempted sometimes, for whatever reason, to cover up, but Proverbs talks about that too. Look at chapter 19, verse 5. Proverbs 19, verse 5. Again, a false witness will not go unpunished, and he who pours out lies will not go free. We will get trapped in our lying sooner or later. I thought it was really sad when a very capable news anchor lost his career over lying on the air. His first job was in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and he was the anchor there years ago in the 80s when I pastored my first church there. He rose to the top of NBC News, New York City, was forced out by lying on the air in his news reporting. He who pours out lies will not go free. If you're not caught in this life, guess what? You'll answer in the next. A false witness will not go unpunished. He who pours out lies will not go free. It's a good thing grace is greater than all of our sin, even in this one area of honesty and dishonesty. It's a good thing for amazing grace, which saves wretched liars. Wow. Proverbs 17 and verse 20. A man of perverse heart does not prosper. May seem like it for a while, but not in the end. A man of perverse heart does not prosper. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. Interesting how this proverb links the heart with the mouth. That goes throughout Scripture. Jesus said, as we saw last Thursday night in Matthew 15, what defiles a man is not what goes in, what defiles a man is what comes out of your heart in your speech. He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. The human heart, Jeremiah said, is desperately wicked and deceitful. Who can understand it? He whose tongue is deceitful falls into trouble. Another example from New York City is Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff lied, cheated, stole out of greed. And he was made to go off to prison. And the Bible says a person of a deceitful mouth will fall into trouble. It'll happen sooner or later. Even if we're not caught in this life, we'll answer for it before a God of truth who's judge of all the earth in the next. So Proverbs says, you want a good life? Be honest. Stop lying. Be truthful. Proverbs 19:22. Last phrase of that verse. Many Americans wouldn't buy into this, but it's what the Bible says. Proverbs 19:22, the end of the verse, better to be poor than a liar. Better to be honest and poor than to be a rich liar. Proverbs 21 and verse 6. A fortune made by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor and a deadly snare. Proverbs 12:19. When we did two Sundays on talking and speech, there are 168 proverbs that deal with how we talk. Those two Sundays, we didn't talk at all about lying. There are so many proverbs on lying, let alone talking in general. We're on our third Sunday on how we talk. Matters what we say. Proverbs 12, verse 19. Truthful lips endure forever. Thy word is truth. God's word is eternal. Truthful lips, truthful words endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Even when you think it's benefiting you and you're getting away with it, a lying tongue lasts only a moment. I can remember as a teenager a couple of times trying to lie my way out of things with my parents. It didn't go very well. How about honesty? Proverbs 14 and verse 25. What is honesty like? A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful. The truth told by a true witness saves lives. That's not just judicially, that's spiritually. That's not just judicially and spiritually, that's mentally and emotionally. In every way, a truthful witness saves lives. In every realm. Proverbs 16 and verse 13. Honesty is beneficial. Honesty is valuable. Kings take pleasure in honest lips. They value a man who speaks the truth. We really don't like it when people lie to us. We really don't like it when people lie to us. We really don't like it when people are dishonest with us and try to deceive us and lie to us. We don't like it. So God, help us not to do it to other people. You're the God of truth. Help us to be children of truth. Even kings and rulers take pleasure in honesty. A man who speaks the truth, a woman who speaks the truth, a senior, a teen, a child, any person who speaks the truth is valuable. You see that in verse 13? Honesty is very valuable. See, Proverbs is rubber meets the road, down to earth, practical wisdom for living. Honesty is beneficial, it's pleasurable, it's valuable. Proverbs 24:26. Here's a verse to memorize. The Awana kids memorize verses on Sunday nights. We older people can memorize too. This is a fun one to memorize. Proverbs 24:26. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. In your own mind and heart, you don't have to say anything out loud. You define for yourself what a delicious kiss on the lips is like. When people are honest with you face to face, it's like a kiss on the lips. When people lie to your face, it's like a slap in the face. Proverbs 25, 13, and 14. Like the coolness of snow at harvest time, the harvest has been brought in, fall of the year, the coolness of snow after the hot summer. Like the coolness of snow at the harvest is a trustworthy messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the spirit of his masters. Any association you have with an honest person, it's refreshing. The Proverbs say that honesty is valuable, beneficial, pleasurable. It's refreshing. Verse 14, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of gifts he does not give. Ananias and Sapphira, husband and wife, Acts 5, planned and plotted together beforehand to lie to the apostles and the church about their generosity. Nobody was making them sell. Nobody, even after they sold, was making them give their money to the Lord and to the church. For their own pride and for their own greed, they lied and held it back, and they died. An example for the rest of the church age. Like clouds and wind without rain. You know, we got 2 inches of rain, they said, in Springfield on Friday. We needed rain badly. Shell Knob down on Table Rock Lake, they said, got 3 inches of rain. I had heard before that 3 inches of rain hit Table Rock, the lake was 8 feet low in its level, the lowest it had been in 4 years. A liar, a deceiver, a dishonest person is like the clouds coming when you badly need rain, and the wind is coming and you're thinking, wow, the wind's bringing the clouds, we're finally going to get the rain we need, and nothing. That's what it's like to be an Ananias and a Sapphira, or anybody who promises and doesn't follow through. Picturesque, the Proverbs are. Proverbs 28:23. Lord, forgive me for the times I've said I would do something and I didn't. Better not to promise in the first place than to fail to follow through. Proverbs 28 and verse 23. He who rebukes a man will in the end gain more favor than he who has a flattering tongue. Speak the truth in love, the New Testament says. Be honest. Peter said we're to be honest in our witness, but we're to do it with gentleness and respect. Be honest. Better that than flattery. Honesty endures. Honesty is endearing. Be honest. But speak the truth in love when you speak it. Ephesians 4:25. Put off falsehood and speak truth to your neighbor. Put off falsehood and be honest with your neighbor. Now, as I close this message, I'm going to read a short prayer from the Bible. And just silently, don't speak out, I want you to try to guess where this comes from. It's a prayer about honesty. Which book of the Bible do you think this is in? I ask this of you, O Lord. I ask this of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. I ask this of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me or my prayer before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. What a prayer. Keep me from speaking them. Keep me from being the suffering victim of them. I ask this of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. What a prayer. Lord, your truth, I want your truth. I want to be truthful like you are. Protect me from liars and protect me from being a liar. What a prayer. I ask of you, O Lord, do not refuse me this prayer before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. What a prayer. What book of the Bible is that in? It's in Proverbs. It's in Proverbs. It's one of the 87 times where Yahweh, the Lord God of Israel, is mentioned by name. It is a prayer from Proverbs. Let's pray together. Lord, for your glory and for our good, we ask this of you. Please answer us. Keep us all from falsehood and lies. And help us to be children of a truthful Heavenly Father. And help us to walk in truth with you and with one another. Lord, we remember the Apostle John at the end of the New Testament said, I rejoice in this, that my children walk in the truth. Lord, thank you that along with the Apostle John, we can walk with you and abide with you and be in you and you in us by your Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and we can walk in truth. Lord, we want to live lives of truth. So please forgive us for all of our sins, and in particular today, forgive us for our sins of being deceptive, dishonest, deceitful, and forgive us for lying. Lord, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our mouths, help us to speak truthfully so that we might glorify you and so that we might benefit others. Lord, thank you for the practical power of Proverbs. Thank you for the power of your Holy Bible to encourage us, to convict us, to make us rejoice, and to also make us repent. Thank you that your word has that power to do that. With heads bowed and eyes closed today, any Christian here with me who needs to say, Lord, forgive me for any dishonesty in my life, this is a good time to do that. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As Christians, this would be a good time to say, Lord, forgive me for any deceit, dishonesty in my life. I don't want to live a lie. And if you're here today, and Mike referred to this earlier, if you have never said, Lord Jesus, save me from my sin. I believe you love me. I believe you died for me and rose again. Lord, you said, whosoever calls upon you and comes to you will be saved. If you're here today, you can say, Lord Jesus, save me, a sinner. And the Lord always has mercy on anyone who sincerely and humbly asks for his mercy and forgiveness. If we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, if we believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we are saved. We're saved from greed, we're saved from pride, we're saved from lust, and we're saved from lies. Lord, thank you that you died on the cross to pay for our lies. The Lord of truth, thank you that you bore our lies, our sins, in your body on the tree, and you paid the price for it. You died in our place. And your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, cleanses us from all of our sin, dishonesty, deceitfulness, and lies. We're so grateful. We are so eternally grateful. Fill us with your Spirit of truth so that we might walk in the truth with you, be people who speak the truth in love, who put aside falsehood and speak truthfully to our neighbors. Lord, how much better we feel when we're honest. Thank you. All your instructions, they're for your glory, but they're for our good too. How much better we feel when we're honest. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from dishonesty. Thank you for giving us the joy and the peace and the relief that comes from just being honest, honest to God and honest to people. You're so good to us. All around us, Lord, is a world that lives a lie, believes a lie, lies all the time. In the midst of this lying world, help us to walk with you in truth. Lord, I ask you to give comfort today where it is needed to the Turley family, the Pearson family. Give strengthening physically and healing where it's needed to Shirley and Judy and others. Thank you that you're sufficient for all of our needs. Help us to run to you, not away from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.
Let's all stand, please. Number 470, please. Take the name of Jesus with you. 470.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it there wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with as a shield from everywhere. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh sweet, hope of earth and joy of Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy. When his loving arms receive you, and his songs our tongues employ, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name, oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, hope of feet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, sweet hope of earth and joy of heaven.
Jesus said, I am the truth. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's because all men are liars. It takes a Savior of truth to get us to God in heaven. But Jesus said, I am the truth. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Only Jesus can save lives. God help us. Great song.